Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And only one word can describe Saturday night, Burns, and that is euphoric for OSU fans.
Yeah, bedlam euphoric, or euphoric bedlam. It was a historic game for Oklahoma State. Put us at our very first ever BCS Bowl, going to the Fiesta Bowl, which is a wonderful venue and tradition as the Big 12 champion. It's the first sole championship that Oklahoma State University has won in over 40 years, and I must say it really is a tribute to Coach Gundy and his staff, and to, of course, our great team and our great fans. And I must say I was also very touched by the tribute to the four that we lost in the tragic plane crash. Kurt Butke and Miranda Cerner and Olin and Dusty Brandstetter, and to see the two bands, the opposing teams, OU and OSU's bands on the field playing Amazing Grace was just a wonderful tribute. And we also had a shout out from our troops from both OU and OSU in Afghanistan, and I know everybody was thrilled to see that as well.
And Burns, some of the OSU faithful got caught up in the ecstasy of the moment and rushed the field after the game.
Well, there's been an awful lot of publicity about that, and it was not totally unexpected. That's why we reminded the crowd of our policy that that no unauthorized people are ever allowed on the field. But despite our security forces' efforts, they rushed the field and tore down the goalposts, which is a tradition you've seen happen a lot around the country over the years. Unfortunately, there were people injured. Fortunately, most were minor injuries, although there were two serious injuries. But I'm very hopeful that they will fully recover and expect that they will. This is a tough situation. You really cannot put enough people out there to stop the thousands coming on the field if that's what they want to do. I think part of the problem with our stadium is that we have 9-foot walls there, so just jumping onto the field is a pretty good drop, and you can certainly sprain an ankle easily doing that. But we're going to look at it and see if there's something that can be done. Some schools, I think, say that anybody who's identified on the field gets a fine, or they hold up, or they expel them, or something. I don't know if we'd do anything that severe. I think the real remedy to this is we just need to win enough of these games that people expect it.
And Burns, despite the big bedlam win, OSU falling just a hair short of playing in the BCS championship game, and there's been a lot of talk about that this week. However, OSU's got a big battle with Stanford in the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, we do. We buy into the BCS system. You don't have to be a part of this if you don't want to, and that's the system. And I think there's obviously flaws in it. There's a lot of subjectivity in the human polls, but that's the system we have. And on that system, we came in a strong third. I think it's the closest, our most narrow separation in points ever between the second and third team. Our team has a lot to be proud of, and I still think there is a outside chance that if we win the game against Stanford, we might still have a chance at the top spot.
And finally, President Hargis, a big announcement between OSU and OGE.
Well, it's all part of of our sustainability efforts here. As you know, we've converted virtually all of our vehicles, all of our large vehicles certainly, to CNG from gasoline. We are using natural gas the large percentage of our energy is coming from natural gas, and we expect that will continue. But we do have this arrangement where we can be using, where we'll use wind energy when it is less expensive than the natural gas. So it's a win-win for us, and I really appreciate the negotiations that we have had. I think it's to the long-term benefit of the institution, and it will enable us to replace the power plant on the north side of the campus there on Hall of Fame. And perhaps be able to utilize that that real estate a little more efficiently and effectively.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.